Colin Kaepernick, the 49ers quarterback, has refused to stand through the first three preseason games during the national anthem.
And he's receiving heavy boos here.
Kaepernick saying, quote, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color."
NFL owners don't want to pick him up because they don't want to get a nasty tweet from Donald Trump. Do you believe that?
It's been a year since Colin Kaepernick got down on one knee during the national anthem in silent protest of the mistreatment of minorities in America. The former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers continued to kneel the whole season, and today he's out of a job. Dave Zirin, sports editor of The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, explains why this story keeps getting bigger.
Colin Kaepernick is right now pretty much blackballed from the National Football League. He is not able to get a job, even though he is considered one of the better quarterbacks in the game. Can't even get a job as a backup. And there was a rally in New York City of 2,000 to 3,000 people in front of NFL offices very recently to protest this fact, which only shows what a phenomenon Colin Kaepernick has become, because his protest really has started this national discussion about police brutality, about police violence, and about the right to protest. Now, this has upset a lot of people. It's polarized a lot of people, but it's also influenced a lot of people. And I think we're seeing that right now as more players are taking a knee or sitting during the anthem early in this NFL preseason than I think anybody expected. It showed that Colin Kaepernick might be gone from the NFL for now, but his message is not.
Well, tell us about how the movement has spread to other players. How many people have been kneeling in the preseason games, and how much solidarity have we seen from white players?
Well, this is just beginning. I mean, it started last weekend with a player named Marshawn Lynch for the Raiders who sat during the anthem, and then Michael Bennett of the Seattle Seahawks. Now, after Michael Bennett sat, he made a plea for white players to take part in this as well. And talking to some of the players, as I have, who've been involved in these protests, since then other players have been involved. A dozen members of the Cleveland Browns took a knee. Several white players either putting their hands on the shoulders of their teammates, or in one case, Seth DeValve of the Browns taking a knee as well. But talking to these players, they are motivated by the idea that just by keeping Colin Kaepernick out of the game, that's not going to ensure their silence. But more than that, it really is Charlottesville. It really is the Trump presidency. It really is this idea that something has gone off the rails in this country with regards to race, and that they feel a need to say or do something about that with their platform as NFL players.
Well, has the NFL faced any backlash or pressure about essentially trying to limit free speech of one of its players? And given that they've blackballed Kaepernick and now so many other people are following his protest, they can't blackball the whole NFL.
No, they certainly can't. And that's, of course, one of the powers of protest itself. I mean, I think the backlash to the NFL on this front is really just beginning. At the rally that I attended, 2,000 to 3,000 people in front of NFL headquarters, there was a formal call for a boycott. The NAACP has called for a boycott, and it's worth noting that the NAACP has a long historical partnership with the NFL, so that is not a small thing. That's new. That's not something we've seen before. And again, it speaks to the impact that Colin Kaepernick has had, because listening to a lot of the rally speakers, one of the main themes is this idea of, okay, this isn't just about your typical NFL roster. This isn't just about one player. This is about whether or not speaking out could cost you your job. And this is about whether or not voices of resistance are going to be allowed under this presidency.
Dave Zirin, host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.